Attention! You ball-buffing butt-busters. Welcome to Gruntspeak, not so.
Live from the lair!
Oh, we got a great one for you today. This is an email sent in from Ascension.
Isn't he one of our wrenches?
Yes, he is.
All right.
A good man. Used to donate all the time, and then the Streamlabs thing became a problem, and you know he doesn't do it as much anymore, but he decided to send in an email with the title Anal Story Time.
Cyberpunk conspiracies, hilarious hotties, lady lawmen.
Now we could be heroes.
Dystopian detectives.
Makes us sound like hitmen.
Well, that's what we are, aren't we? Hitmen's the good guys.
Zombie babies. And even serial killing bunnies. The latest and greatest from Not So Sane Entertainment are now available to stream for free on Tubi.
Two semi-automatic 9mm, I'll give you 3K for two.
Try seven.
I don't need seven guns, I need two.
The cyber thriller, Tag Conspiracy. The slapstick hitman farce, Second to Last Worst Day of My Life.
My boyfriend's a hitman.
The anti-commie zombie satire, Red Days. The true story of the first female deputy marshal in the Old West, Lady Lawman. The downright strange and bizarre horror comedy, Serial Rabbit 5. And the latest neo-noir detective series, The Night Watchman.
You're a psychopath.
The good news is, you're a psychopath.
Support independent, non-woke films and stream these great, not-so-sane titles for free on Tubi. Links below.
This doesn't really have to do so much with that sort of play. This is more like, it's easier to just read it.
Just read it.
I said, what? In the butt. It's been a while since I sent in another public comment video, and it's also been a while since I've sent in anything, period. I think I'm losing my touch. So to make up for the long absence, I'm sending an interesting set of comment to response stories. I must say, this one takes the cake. The question asked this time is, doctors, what is the best excuse from someone having something stuck up their butt in your hospital?
One in a million. Did you watch that Seinfeld?
If I wasn't there, I wouldn't have believed it.
Yeah, wow, that was hilarious.
Now, warning to everyone listening. If you're eating, I suggest you stop. If you're drinking, drink heavily.
Yeah.
Don't say it and warn you.
When you're talking about the brown eye, anything is possible.
Especially when you get pink eye from the brown eye.
Yeah, you get it's conjunctivitis. Touch the Cheerio, touch your eye, go to the doctor because you got to stop.
Yep. But with that being said, story number one.
All right.
I'm a nurse. I once had to take a guy to the OR to remove a cucumber from his rectum, since it had migrated further than could be extracted manually. I don't remember his excuse, but it had been in there for more than a week, and when we took it out, it had started to pickle.
Oh my God! That is disgusting. Wow.
So, yeah. Anybody else hungry? You want a cheeseburger with pickles and extra mayo?
That is nasty.
Oh, and we're just getting started.
I have no idea how the guy didn't pass it after.
I don't know. And the thing is, like, at that point, I mean, if you haven't crapped in a week.
Yeah, you got a lot of backup.
You could start to go septic.
Yeah.
If it migrates up there deep enough, you could wind up perforating your own colon. That's how that guy, Mr. Hands, the guy who thought it would be a phenomenal idea to let a horse go to town on his fourth point of contact, that's how he died.
Wow.
Horse Wang perforated his colon.
And he bled out?
He bled out. Just like glass ass.
Oh, God. Yeah, that'll do it.
Anybody else want to pickle some things in mason jars?
No.
But, story number two. I worked on a surgical ward for a while, and we had a few strange items. I can't tell you what their excuses were because we saw them post-op. One guy stuck not one, not two, but three snooker balls up his ass.
What's a snooker ball?
You want to look it up?
We can
look up
what the hell is that?
Snooker balls. Let's check it out. Oh, they are billiard balls.
Okay.
So three pool balls right where the sun don't shine.
Oh, my Lord.
Woo! Well, everybody's got to get their jollies somehow, I guess. Mm. It's not my preferred method. It's a technique, but it's definitely not the preferred method.
So that's those are bumper pool.
Yes.
Pool balls.
Right up in there. If he had just done two, he could have rolled them around like those relaxation balls. You know what I'm talking about?
The Benoit balls?
Yeah, there you go. It's just mastering his Kegels. Right?
So disgusting.
If I wasn't there, I wouldn't have believed it.
One guy stuck a clay pigeon up his ass. That one was pretty impressive. One guy.
Clay pigeon. That's something you shoot at on a range.
Yeah. One guy, 92 years old, tried to fish out a vibrator with a coat hanger.
Okay, so he did the Pelosi husband maneuver?
Yeah, he wanted a vibrator abortion, apparently.
Yeah, all that's missing is the hammer.
It's the old-fashioned way. I can't get into there deep enough. All right, Paul, bring in the hammer. I think you got it. Nope, that's just my intestines. You better call somebody.
If I wasn't there, I wouldn't have believed it.
92 years old. I guess you've been there, done that, got the T-shirt. You've seen everything there is to see. Now you've seen everything. I guess you just want to try one more thing before you finally dirt dart.
He could have been a download Dan his entire life.
Or he could have been an upload Dan. I mean, who the hell knows?
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Download Dan.
And my personal favorite, a guy stuck an old Nokia 3310 up his ass.
That's a phone, isn't it?
It's a phone.
Oh, my God.
They x-rayed him and took him to the OR, kept trying to fish it out, but he kept getting phone calls from his mom wondering where he was. Every time she rang, the phone would vibrate further up his bowel. And guess what the ringtone was?
No. What? Wow.
You can't make this stuff up. This is just too good.
Wow. I didn't read this one, so you're catching me by surprise on this.
I deliberately didn't send this to you because I wanted your genuine reaction.
I know. And do you remember, what is it, the Jackass guys?
Yeah.
They did that one skit where he had the Hot Wheels car in a condom up his ass. And the guys...
Oh, the x-ray. There it is.
The doctor's like, you can tell no one about this. You need to go to the doctor immediately and get this removed. He's just like, well, you know? And he's like, no, you tell no one.
Tell no one. Johnny Knoxville, you keep doing this, you are going to die. But story number three. My ex is an ER nurse. One night she sent a picture of her computer and the case she was working on. 16-year-old male brought in by his mother. Shoved a sausage up his butt and lost it.
If I wasn't there, I wouldn't have believed it.
Now, are we talking bratwurst? We talking kielbasa? Maple links?
I mean, that could be like, you could have a smoky link to a kielbasa. What are we talking about?
Yeah, or you could have like combat cold cuts where it's like the size of a katana.
Oh. Yeah.
Either way, food, really nothing belongs up there.
No.
Just saying.
It's an exit-only orifice.
You go against the flow of traffic, you know, figuratively or literally, you're taking your life and putting it in somebody else's hands. So just...
If you can get to the hospital.
Yeah, be aware of that.
If not, you can die from that pretty quickly.
Yes, you can.
You're totally right about the sepsis.
Yep. Especially if things start to pickle.
Oh, God.
But...
A lump of vomit, my friend.
Story number four.
Wow.
Worked with an ex-paramedic who told me a story about a guy cleaning his son's room while naked. Now, this is a Pelosi story,
right?
Of
course, of course.
Because his only set of clothes was in the wash while his son was at school. Apparently, Jack Reacher has a kid nobody knew about. slipped on a sock, and ended up getting Buzz Lightyear stuck up his ass.
There seems to be no sign of intelligent life anywhere.
Of course.
And they're all like, one in a million. No. I'm sorry.
No. That doesn't really happen.
But have I seen guys, you know, get skewered up the brown eye in an airborne operation? Yes. Ugh. There was a broken branch.
Oh.
And literally, it right up there, they had to cut him down with a chainsaw. It was a whole ordeal.
Talk about to infinity and beyond.
Yeah, that's why every time we did any kind of airborne operation and I was anywhere near the trees, I would do whatever it took to get the hell out of there.
Well, yeah.
Because I did not want that happening to me.
No. If you want wood, you go to the hardware store.
That's
just
right.
Just like TikTok thoughts.
Oh. It's proof that Jesus died in vain and legally changed his middle name to fucking...
He asked the important question, of course. Mm-hmm. Were the wings extended? The guy didn't answer, but they both had a good laugh.
Wow.
Well, I mean, if he stays in there long enough, he just send Woody in there to fish him out.
Hello?
Oh, yeah.
Because you've literally got a friend in me.
How is that even possible?
I don't know.
I mean, he had to use Astroglide or something.
It must.
You could drive a Cadillac into a doghouse with that shit.
Yeah. I was just cleaning my son's room, and I happened to be naked because I only own one set of clothes, and I happened to tilt over the beaker full of Astroglide all over the Buzz, and I was like, I'll get that when I get to the floors. Well, turns out, slippery little suckers.
One in a million.
One in a million.
Get out of here.
More like one in a that didn't happen the way you described.
That's right. Like, yeah. Let's just get this shit out. You can make up whatever story you want after the fact. I don't care.
So you can tell your family whatever you want. Yeah. Doctor-patient confidentiality. I really need to know what happened.
Or he already knows.
He probably does.
He's like, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure. Or as Dr. Evil would say,
right.
But story number five. I've got this one. Not a doctor, but triage.
Okay.
Guy comes in, walking kind of awkwardly. Doesn't take a seat. When it's his turn, he gets called up to triage and again refuses to sit.
So, what brings you in today?
Well, I got a glass, you know, like a tumbler.
Okay, so why are you here?
Well, we had a party that got out of hand last night. I was cleaning the house this morning and noticed one of my drinking glasses was missing. And I think it might be up my butt.
Right.
Whoa!
That's as far as the explanation goes, but sure enough, there it was on the x-ray, rim side first.
Whoa.
It's astonishing it didn't break.
How the hell did they get that out of there?
I don't know, but that's got to be some weapons-grade glass right there.
Yeah. Oh my.
Because if that shattered inside, dead.
You're dead. Like, wow.
You roll over in your sleep. Oh, I guess that's all she wrote.
You're done.
Multiple colon perforations. You go septic almost instantly. You bleed out. Done.
If I wasn't there, I wouldn't have believed it.
Here's the kicker. That wasn't the kicker. After it disappeared up his butt, because it was rim side first, it basically acted as a storage facility. It had been filled with crap when we got it out. Convenient? Sure. What are you going to do?
That dude richly deserved a Darwin Award. I'm just going to say that right now. Holy crap.
That doesn't happen by accident.
No.
Rim side first.
Or a light bulb.
Yeah.
I mean, that's happened quite a few times. I've seen the stories on YouTube and light read bulb. Articles on Reddit and stuff.
But if it's rim side first, I mean, how loosey-goosey is your caboosey if you can just lose a glass rim side first? Let's play devil's advocate and say that this is an accurate portrayal of events. What are you doing the rest of the time that makes such a feat even possible?
Yeah. Well, here's another thing. a lot of these individuals who play on both sides of the fence, when they get older,
mm-hmm.
things radically start to go awry because they're using their anatomy totally against how it's designed.
What can you even say? Sooner or later, every fart is silent but deadly.
Especially if they're contained in a drinking glass.
It just sounds like a tiny gong going off. Do you hear that?
No, I didn't hear nothing. You must be hearing
that. I better not sit down.
That's disgusting.
That is embarrassing.
It is very embarrassing. Final bud story. Woo.
Okay.
Number 6. I went to med school in the Deep South. Burly, middle-aged Southern gentleman showed up in the ER. Chief complaint, rectal pain. After a full history and physical exam, couldn't ascertain the cause of his pain other than him saying, "It feels like something's up there." We decide to start with some x-rays.
Oh, shit.
No pun intended. Before we obtained them, he says, "All right, I'm going to be straight with you." I was walking down the street, minding my own business, when these thugs came out of nowhere, held me down, and stuck a cucumber up my butt. That's got to be the worst excuse yet. Okay, did they take your wallet? Well, no, obviously, because you had to have your ID when you came in. They have to take your watch? Nope, I can still see what time it is. So these are just cucumber bum thugs.
You got cucumber bummed.
You got cucumber bummed.
I ain't no bum, Mick.
Oh, my Lord.
Please, you got to get it out. I immediately went to get my attending, one surgical consult and a GI consult later. A cucumber wrapped in a condom. Well, that's good, because when you're practicing cucumber butt stuff, you should always practice safe cucumber butt stuff.
Wow.
If you're going to get jumped by the cucumber bum tribe, at the very least, they're going to take precautions with your sexual health.
Are you serious?
Listen, I'm sure this happens all the time across the entire country. I'm sure it does.
And I love the last line. I hope they caught the cucumber bandits.
Now, listen, I've known a couple guys who became doctors, and the resident stories are hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, they work those guys like slaves while they're residents, and they see all kinds of crazy stuff. And a lot of times the stories are absolutely hilarious.
Oh, yeah. My brother, when he first started doing ER work as a paramedic back in the day, told me a story about a dude who was getting his jollies with a chair leg.
Oh, no.
That got stuck. Had to go and get that extracted. That's not a one in a million shot.
No.
There's no excuse that you could possibly tell. Like, well, you know, I was chair dancing, and I accidentally knocked it over and lost my balance.
Yeah, I remember hearing a story about the firefighters having to pull a dude off of the gear shift in his car.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Was that manual or automatic?
I didn't ask. I just laughed too hard. Like, what the hell are you thinking? God dang.
People,
how bored do you have to get?
I don't know. I really don't.
It's beyond me. You know, we should probably do something different. Grab that cucumber. Let's test some shit out here.
So, when did the five-knuckle shuffle stop being enough for somebody?
I mean, that drinking glass is like ramming a bottle of whiskey up a dude's ass. Oh, my God.
That's just horrendous. I can't wrap my mind around it, and I'm surprised that these people were able to wrap their butts around it. If I can't get my mind around it, how can you get your ass around it?
I don't know.
Just asking for a friend, that's all.
Yeah, that's ridiculous stuff right there. Wow.
Well, if you guys got any ridiculous ER stories, I'm sure we have some nurses, doctors, what have you, who watch the show, send them in to us, because this was hilarious, if not, you know, moderately disgusting.
I would go with highly disgusting, not moderately.
Yeah, it's up there.
Yeah, that's That's pretty bad stuff. Now, I've seen guys, you know, get injured in the posterior. Two-thirds of them were shotgun or gunshot wounds.
Oh, yeah.
One was a shrapnel wound, and then one dude had, we basically fell down a cliff, but it wasn't like straight down. It was more at an angle, and he had his hands down, and his ass, you know, went all the way down. It was all lacerated up. He had to get like 180 stitches.
Oh.
You know, and listen,
If
you can at all, if you can avoid it at all costs, do not take an ass wound. It was always terrible.
Yes. Protect your butt from cliffs, glasses, and, of course, the cucumber bandits.
Oh, my God.
Otherwise, things just might get a little out of hand, and you might wind up in a pickle.
Yeah.
We'll see you next time.
Take it easy.